Where to buy matcha powder is one of the most important questions to ask when you're getting into the world of Japanese green tea. There are a lot of matcha powders being sold online, and all of them claim to be the best. So which one should you get? We'll also show you what to look for when buying matcha, so you don't end up overpaying for low-quality tea. Also, where to buy matcha powder depends on what you're planning on using it for. We'll show you where to get the best matcha powder for lattes and for drinking plain. Let's get started. So if you're looking for where to buy matcha powder, it's important to first have an idea of what you're planning on using it for. If you want to drink the matcha plain like they do in the Japanese tea ceremony, we recommend you go for premium, ceremonial-grade matcha tea. These matcha teas are smooth enough to drink plain, and they are made through a long and labor-intensive production process to maximize the flavor. There are two different ways to prepare matcha during the tea ceremony, and this will determine where you should buy your matcha powder. The first type of matcha is called usucha. Usucha, or thin tea, is likely the type of matcha you're already familiar with. This is whisked into a bowl using a bamboo whisk until a light green foam appears on top. This foam creates a smooth and airy consistency, so the matcha ends up tasting almost like a latte. If you want to know where to find the best matcha powder to make usucha, Mr. Henta, a small farmer in Kirishima, produces a great one. The Henta matcha is very smooth and complex in its flavor, and it comes with an affordable price tag, so it's perfect for beginners. The other type of matcha is called koicha. Koicha, also known as thick tea, is used during special tea ceremonies. This is made with double the amount of powder and half the amount of water. This creates a concentrated matcha paste that is passed from guest to guest. When you concentrate the matcha like this, it magnifies not only the health benefits, but also the taste profile. If you use a regular matcha, it will become incredibly bitter. That's why we recommend using a super smooth matcha, like the Matcha Washamine, which is made by Mr. Nakai. Mr. Nakai also makes an even more premium matcha called the Nakai Superior, which you can get from our website, neoteas.com. The Nakai Superior and Washamine are both made from the Okomidori cultivar, which is known for having a well-rounded and smooth flavor with no bitterness. Now that we've given you a couple of ideas on where to buy matcha powder, let's talk about what you should be looking for when it comes to taste, appearance, and the description of the matcha. So first, let's start with taste. Of course, the only true way to evaluate a matcha is by tasting it. But if you're looking for where to buy matcha powder online, you probably won't have this option, unless you try one of our matcha samplers at neoteas.com. You want a matcha that can produce a good foam and has a smooth and complex flavor. It shouldn't be too bitter, but a hint of bitterness is enjoyed by a lot of matcha drinkers. The flavor shouldn't be too flat either. It should have a varied flavor profile to it, much like a fine wine. Next, we have the appearance. Besides tasting it, the next best thing you can do is evaluate a matcha by looking at the powder. A premium matcha should be a vibrant green color, not a dull green or yellow color you may see in a lot of cheap matcha teas. Within premium matcha, there is a variation from a bright chartreuse to a duller Kelly green, but you should always be looking for a luminance to the color. Finally, we have the description. If you're looking for where to buy matcha powder online, the only thing you'll have access to really is the description, but there's a lot you can tell about a matcha from this alone. The key here is specificity. The more specific the seller is with the description, the better the tea is likely to be. If it is simply sold as matcha, it is probably from the cheapest possible source. If the tea is named by region, cultivar, or the farm it was produced on, this tends to be a good sign. It shows the seller is proud of where the tea comes from and wants to share information about it. So where should you buy matcha powder if you want the best deal? If you're looking to get the most for what you pay, you can buy some matcha tea from Mr. Noike. Most premium matcha can cost at least $1 per gram, but the Noike matcha costs a small fraction of that, and it includes shipping. This matcha is grown on a small farm outside of Kyoto in the middle of a pine forest. This forest provides tea plants with partial shade throughout the day, which renders the tea slightly sweeter. It's also made using the Okomidori cultivar, which is known for its lack of bitterness. So how is premium matcha made, and what separates it from lower quality matcha? Now that we've talked a little bit about where to buy matcha powder that's high quality, let's discuss why quality matters. Matcha is more than just powdered tea leaves. They have to undergo a special process before they are ground, otherwise the result will be incredibly bitter. First, the tea plants need to be shaded for 3 weeks before the harvest in order to maximize their sweetness and reduce their bitterness. Then the top three sprouts are selected, as these are the highest in nutrients and the smoothest and sweetest in flavor. Finally, the stems are removed from the tea leaves, as these will only detract from the flavor. Only then is the matcha ground into a fine powder in a large stone mill. So if you're looking to buy high-quality matcha powder, again, specificity is the key. In the description of the product or on the website, there should be a mention of how the tea was produced. You can see which of these steps were taken to produce the matcha and which ones were skipped. If you're looking to buy matcha powder, but you only plan on using it in lattes, you can go for a latte-grade matcha. This matcha is made from later harvests, but the upside is the tea can be purchased for a fraction of the price. This is important because if you're making matcha lattes every morning, you tend to go through a lot of matcha powder. If you want great-tasting matcha without breaking the bank, you can go for the latte-grade matcha from Mr. Masuda. Mr. Masuda is a talented tea farmer in Shizuoka, and he is committed to growing green tea without the use of pesticides or chemicals. When we visited Mr. Masuda, he taught us so much about tea cultivation and tea plant varieties. We also fell in love with his premium matcha teas, like the Kyoto Matcha Masuda-en and the Masuda-en Makinohara Matcha. These teas, along with the latte-grade matcha, can be purchased online at neoteas.com. So what are the advantages of the latte-grade matcha? In addition to being more cost-effective, the latte-grade matcha provides another advantage. When you're adding milk and sugar to your matcha latte, oftentimes it can overshadow the flavor of the matcha itself. Ceremonial-grade matcha is smoother, but when it comes to matcha lattes, this is not necessarily a good thing, because you want a strong flavor that you can taste through the milk. This is where the latte-grade matcha comes in. So where do you buy matcha powder online? Of course it would be great if we could all go to Japan and buy from the farmers directly. But if you're looking for where to buy matcha powder online, we can handle all the hard work for you. After traveling around Japan for the past few years, we've met with dozens of farmers and sampled hundreds of different teas. We've put them all together in one collection at neoteas.com, and we offer free shipping to tea lovers all around the world. We would really appreciate it if you could order some teas from these small farmers and let us know what you think. Thank you all so much for taking the time to watch this video. Hopefully by now you have a better idea of where to buy matcha powder. If you enjoyed this video, we would really appreciate it if you could like the video or subscribe to our YouTube channel to see more tea videos in the future. If you have any questions about matcha or green tea in general, please feel free to leave those in the comments below. Until then, we'll see you next time.